Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined by Eric Jones, the offensive line coach for the Central College football team, and recently was honored with the American Football Coaches Association's Assistant Coach of the Year. And Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and a hearty congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much, son. I think it's special for Central College. Central College has great reputation for producing very good student athletes, and I get to work with those student athletes on a daily basis. It's really a blessing for me.
You're the third in the last quarter century or so from Central that's won this specific award. And I saw the Instagram post that was put out with a video when you were kind of honored with the team. And, you know, you said, hey, it's not about me, it's about these guys. And you talked not only about the players, but the other coaches that have come before you. And there's been so many good coaches at Central. What's it like to be a part of that group?
Oh, it's very special. We're all disciples of Ron Skipper. Ron Skipper is the one that I played for when I was in college. Coach Bowser also received this award. I learned so much from Coach Bowser, and he was also one of my professors. And so he was a little bit of a Renaissance man, and I really appreciate all those areas. Coach, Coach DeWard he's a legend around here, a legend in the whole community. But we have great coaches on our staff right now who really care about the student athletes, not just as football players, but the total package. And so it's humbling to think that I'm getting acknowledged, but I hope everybody understands it's because of Central College football program that I'm being recognized.
And as you said, you played here. You've been a longtime assistant coach. What is it about Central and the Central football program that you love so much?
Well, we talk a lot about living in the both-and world, not the either-or world. And what I mean by the both-and world is we want to play football at a high level, and we're not ashamed of the fact that we want to play football at a high level. We haven't had a losing record here since 1960. Sorry, Dave Sutphin, but yeah, it's been a while since we've had a losing record here, and so we want to play football at a high level, but it's not just about the wins. The both part of it is academically, we are looking for people that want to work hard and want to be the best they can possibly be in the classroom. And there are some programs out there that they do a great job academically creating this environment, but they could care less whether their football program goes 500 or not. And then there's other programs out there that's win, win, win at all cost, and they're going to compromise the academic part of it. And the reason I came to Central College was a guy by the name of Chris Atkins. He was a legend at my high school, and he came to Central, and he actually played at the Division I program and started as a freshman, and then he transferred to Central. And I asked him why he transferred to Central, and he goes, well, you don't have to sell your soul off in order to play football at a high level at Central. And those words echoed in my heart and my soul when I came on my visit, and 43 years later, it still resonates with me.
You know, we're talking with Eric Jones, Central College assistant coach. He's recently been named the AFCA Assistant Coach of the Year. You know, over the past handful of years, there has been a bit of a kind of changing of the guard on the coaching staff at Central. I can think 10, 15 years ago, a lot of you old timers were around and kind of slowly but surely it's changed over. A lot of young guys as a part of this staff. How have you tried to impart that philosophy that you've been talking about to these young guys, and have they embraced that same philosophy that you have?
Well, Coach McMartin, he's the lifeblood of Central College, and he really sets the tone for everybody. And so I just need to echo back with what Coach McMartin says. And again, he's a disciple of Coach Skipper, and so it all comes from him. And sometimes in coaches' meetings, I'll start coming back with a story from 1985, and I can sense that they're kind of rolling their eyes like, oh, man. And then these guys, Coach Horowitz is 27 years old, and he's my boss. It's amazing how smart he is. And I go to work every day, and I learn new things from him every day. And I think the things that he learns from me are more process-oriented things. It's like, all right, there's a lot of things that are going on in college football that we don't have control over. And if we worry about that stuff, we're not going to be able to focus on the things that we do have control which is relationships with our football players and connectedness to the college. And so, I hope I'm gleaming knowledge to the young folks, and I hope they're responding to me. But I will admit there are times where they are going, oh, no, not another remember when story.
How about the players then? I mean, Horowitz is 27. I mean, your players are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. At this stage of your career, how do you relate to those kids? And do you still find the passion in teaching the game and watching them grow in their skills and experience?
Well, I definitely have a passion for it. I've enjoyed all the players that I've worked with, but I really enjoy the players that I work with now. I think I've evolved. When I first started recruiting, it was the young hip uncle that would kind of connect with them. And then I kind of evolved to a fatherly figure to them. Now I'm kind of the wise old grandfather. I am a grandfather, so that I'm not sure if I'm wise, but we have moments in practice where we talk about things that aren't football oriented, and I think they appreciate that kind of stuff. They want to be the best football players they want to be, but I think they seem to want to hear the stories about the 1980s more than the assistant football coaches want to hear those stories. So I think they connect with me.
And what keeps you going after all these years?
Oh, well, Andy Van Slyke is a very famous baseball player, but he said, you're only young once, but you can be immature the rest of your life. I think what keeps me going is football and it allows me to stay young. And maybe not physically young. I can't run around like I used to, but it still gives me the energy and the vibrance to go out there and interact with young people and try to make a difference in this world.
Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Congratulations on the award again, and go Dutch.
Thank you very much. Go Dutch.
That's Eric Jones, offensive line coach for the Central College football team, and most recently recognized as the American Football Coaches Association's Assistant Coach of the Year. I'm Trevor Castle. This is today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.